Some unemployed Hoosiers are getting letters from the Department of Workforce Development demanding they pay back thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits. For many already trying to get by without an income, that's a terrifying prospect. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it could be scaring people away from applying for unemployment benefits in the future.
20-year-old Luis Vasquez lost his job constructing barricades in March, just before COVID-19 was officially declared a pandemic.
My mom was actually the one who said, you should try for unemployment. I said, there's no way I'll get it. And she's like, well, just try. See what happens.
So Vasquez tried. He was denied at first, but then he got a letter from the state saying, maybe try applying for this new program Congress created called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. He followed the state's instructions and voila. Within weeks, he started getting money.
I just applied, answered it to the best of my ability, got accepted, cool.
But suddenly the payments stopped. Shortly after, Vasquez started getting letters from the Department of Workforce Development. They said he owed them back more than $10,000. And if he didn't pay it, they would take it from his taxes, or even garnish future wages.
At least the way I perceived it and my parents perceived it, they're asking for that money back, like, now. In hand, now, everything back.
Vasquez was terrified. He didn't have that kind of money, and what's more, lawyers described that DWD letter asking for money right away as aggressive and improper, and maybe not even allowable by law. Kristen Hoffman of Indiana Legal Services says based on her interpretation, Indiana state law is supposed to keep collections at bay until unemployed workers can appeal their case in front of a judge. That's not always happening.
So they are commencing recovery before that period of time has passed. And that is impermissible under Indiana law.
In late September, Indiana reported to the Department of Labor it may have overpaid around 34,000 claims on regular unemployment insurance alone. That means thousands of Hoosiers are receiving collection notices like Vasquez. DWD declined requests for interviews, but sent a written statement. It said the department is working to address Indiana Legal Services' concerns as is appropriate and feasible. It notes the department updated the initial letters to include information about ways to get overpayments waived, and it stopped garnishing wages during the pandemic and reduced penalties. Hoffman says DWD told her weeks ago it hasn't made more changes because it requires attention from staff that they just can't spare right now.
We are applauding those changes and very appreciative of that progress, but there is more to do, and the client experiences underscore the importance of directing more funding, more resources to DWD.
In the meantime, she advises people to appeal their cases quickly and keep filing for benefits each week while they await a hearing. In the end, Vasquez says he was extremely fortunate. A judge resolved his case without him having to pay anything. But now Vasquez says no matter what, he would never apply for unemployment benefits again.
Never again. I don't care how easy it is. I'm never touching that again.
Hoffman says scaring people away, especially when people thought they were doing everything right, is a harmful side effect of these immediate debt collection policies.
The system was designed to be a safety net. Claimants should not feel bullied to the point where they don't feel like they can use it when they need to in the future.
Michelle Evermore, a researcher at the National Employment Law Project, says most states either have or will soon see spikes in overpayments too. But she says many are handling those claims with a much less aggressive approach and are trying to find ways to forgive broad swaths of overpayments.
A lot of other states recognize the value in making sure that there isn't increased economic pain in their state right now. I mean, when you claw all that money back, that doesn't just hurt the individual. That's hard on the community and the economy as well.
One final note. The latest relief bill from Congress gives states the ability to forgive overpayments on federal unemployment benefits, something they couldn't do before. But as Indiana is still rolling out those changes, it's hard to say what that will mean just yet. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.